Okay, just a few points to think of on the Parsha. Two insights, two answers to the same question. One answer, an ancient one, and one of them, contemporary. We'll discuss over the course of Shabbos, Mir Tashem, an understanding of the Pasuk, which seems to take a large chunk of the Parsha into account. Ki korav eilecha adavar ma'od, b'ficho v'lvavcha lasoso. Something that the Torah describes is close to us, easily accessible, lo b'shamayim hi, it's not up in the sky, it's not across the sea, it's very much within our reach. If you saw the email that went out earlier, the one school of thought in the Rishonim, in the Mefarshim on Chumash, is that refers to the mitzvah of tshuva, something that we should all be thinking about right now. The other school of thought in the Mefarshim is that what's being addressed in the Parsha, in those psukim, is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Karav elecha adavar ma'od, it's very close, it's very easily accessible, easy, within reach. And the question is it really so easy? People struggle to learn. People make attempts to involve themselves in learning, and it doesn't always pan out so smoothly. It requires a lot of effort, and sometimes people hit their head against a brick wall. And the question is, what exactly is the chizuk? What exactly is the encouragement that the psukim are providing for us with that challenge in mind? So going back thousands of years, Eliyahu HaNavi tells a story. One time I was traveling, and Elio, different times in his life and in his afterlife, did whatever he could to encourage people to learn and to be engaged in their Yiddishkeit. And he encountered someone who was always making fun of him, a scoffer, heckling him whenever he would speak in public. So he asks him a scary question. He says, what's going to happen when you come up to Shemayim? And this is your reputation. Amrali, bino v'das l'nifnilisha ekrov eshna. Hashem didn't give me the intelligence, didn't give me the capacity to learn psukim, learn mishnayis. Amrali, b'ni ma'am l'achachas. He said, what do you do for a living? Amrali, tzaydani, I'm a trapper, a fisherman, or trapping animals. Amrali, mi l'nchashatito pishin sargenu mitzudos v'sashlecheol ayam v'sal adagman ayam. So how did you know? Who gave you the skill? You're successful. Who gave you the skill to figure out exactly how to make nets that will successfully trap the fish, so you can make a parnasa? So he said, "Bina nit nalim haShemayim." I was born that way. Hashem endowed me with a skill. You know, some people are carpenters, some people are blacksmiths. My skill, my trade that I am adept at performing is creating these nets that trap the fish. So Eliyahu HaNavi said to him, "I don't understand. Think about the internal contradiction of your words. You are acknowledging that intellect is something that comes from Shemayim. I'm a little bit of a kid when it comes to this. If you take me on a bridge, especially a bridge that I'm not accustomed to going on, you know, you go to the Bay Area and you cross the Golden Gate Bridge. Unbelievable feat of engineering. I love being in Israel and watching the Begin Highway expand. My father was on a sabbatical, goes back almost 20 years ago. My Shana Alf in Yeshiva is more than 20 years ago. And we had a home in Ramot. And the view was unbelievable. I can't describe it. Everywhere you turned, there was something to behold. I'll never forget the sun setting over Har Menuchos as we ate Shalosh Shugos on our porch. It's a little bit of a riveting picture to be Masker Yom HaMisa, but beauty all the same. And, you know, across the valley, you could see the entrance to Yerushalayim. And to the left, they were literally assembling two ends of the highway that now is the exit from that road and the entrance to Yerushalayim that goes down. You can go to Ramot, you can go out out to the settlements, and watching day by day. I was in Kerem Yavin during the week, and I would come home often for Shabbos and watch the progress till the point, which is actually, I think, in my next year. My parents had already left, but watching them put the keystone, put the central component of the highway ramp in the middle, where they both met, and just watching that progress. And not only being enthralled and thrilled of the development of Yerushalayim, but the chachma involved. The chachma involved. Anyone who was in Eretz Yisrael in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and even into the 90s, you probably recall how much it was a third world country. And if you wanted to make a phone call to America, you had to go to the post office and wait online. It was, some aspects of Eretz Yisrael we're still working on it, but the progress is another, I think, a little bit further to the left was Har Chotzvim. They were just building Har Chotzvim, which is now the high-tech center in Yerushalayim. And you say to yourself, where does this wisdom come from? Where does this this brilliance of the science and the engineering that's necessary to build a modern city. And it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why did Hashem decide to give it to us now, earlier? Why? Think about what it took to build the Empire State Building 100 years ago in a way that it's standing strong today. And it's still at the center of New York business. Imagine, how could they figure that out 100 years ago? It's from Hashem. So this simple tradesman, this simple trapper, Eliyahu HaNavi said to him, whatever you can do is a God-given talent. And ki karov elecha davar ma'od, it behooves you to recognize that the intellect necessary to learn, the intellect necessary to engage in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and advance your Yiddishkeit and deepen your Yiddishkeit, if Hashem can do that, He can do that too. If you truly believe that that's where A came from, then you can believe that B is just as accessible as well. And we all have talents. Children, when they're younger, sometimes they have difficulties with self-esteem because they haven't yet flowered. They haven't yet found the mark that they're going to leave. But a person's journey is to see where it is that Hashem gave him something with which he can make that difference in his own life and the life of people around him and capitalize on it and give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the nachas that he was able to fully develop and even use it and share it in any way that he's able to do so. That's the lesson. Ki korva davar ma'od. It's inside of you. It can be expressed outwardly, but it's as accessible as any other talent and skill that you have. Maybe we'll have to leave it with one shot for tonight, but it's worth sharing this concept because the application is so broad. Not only in the paradigm of where the chachma we find it in our lives, but how it can be applied to advance our Yiddishkeit and the Yiddishkeit of others. Should be zocha to make it a reality.
Amen.